Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Volunteer Voice. I'm Lisa Spolito with the Anne Arundel County Volunteer Center. Each week, the Volunteer Center brings you one of our partners to talk about the great things they are doing and volunteerism in Anne Arundel County. Our guest today is Lisa Vernon from the Anne Arundel County Literacy Council, and we're going to talk about how you can get involved with them and the wonderful things they do and the people they help in the county. Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
Hi, Lisa. It's great to be here.
Why don't you first tell us a little bit about the Literacy Council?
Okay, great. We've been serving Anne Arundel County, changing lives through literacy for the past 40 years. This is our 40th anniversary.
That's amazing.
And it all began back in 1977 in Glen Burnie, Maryland, with a group of six very strong, visionary women who saw the need for free literacy instruction for adults. And since that time, over the following 40 years, we have served thousands of adults. We provide free, convenient, individualized reading, writing, and now math and speaking English instruction. And we can meet in any public location in Anne Arundel County at convenient days and times for both the tutors and students. Last year alone, we provided 195 low-income adults and out-of-school youth with free instruction, and this was through the help of 240 fully trained volunteers. And they donated over 12,000 volunteer hours to this effort. So it's a great program, and we have a training coming up, which I'd like to tell you about.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So it just sounds like you've done amazing things. So the benefit, I think, to the volunteers of this is it's so flexible. They make their own schedule. They can work with their student, and it could work for anyone. And that's, you don't get that in a lot of volunteer opportunities.
It's true. And Lisa, and the nice thing is that we want it to be a great match.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is you tell us the libraries or the public locations that are convenient for you and for where you live. You tell us the days and times that work best for you. And then we find a student who is a good fit for that.
Right.
So we really want it to be convenient for you and the student.
That's great. That makes it really easy for the volunteers. So tell me about the training you have coming up.
Okay. We have a training coming up on February 25th and March 4th. And there are two Saturdays, and it's at Woods Memorial Presbyterian Church in Severna Park, Maryland. And what I'd like to say is if anybody is interested in taking these trainings, we only have them twice a year. So I'd encourage anyone who would like to do this to sign up, if at all possible, for this next training. And what we're looking for, if you have a love for reading, writing, or math, if you enjoy learning, and if you want to give back to your community and to another individual, this is for you.
Yeah.
I really believe it. And you just, you can contact us at myself at director@aaclc.org, or our phone number is 410-269-4419, or you can just go to our website, which is icanread.org.
So how is the training? You have to go to both days, right?
Yes, you do.
It's a two-day training. And how long is each session?
It's from 9 to 4 both days.
Okay.
And it really is very important. And I think one of the wonderful things is that our volunteers are the salt of the earth. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're incredible men and women with amazing talents and skills. And it's really a great opportunity to get to know these other great people.
Right.
So not only are you learning the tools that you'll need to tutor in reading, writing, or math, but also you'll be meeting these great other people. So it's well worth it.
It sounds like a really great opportunity. You get to meet new people. You get to help someone out in the community. This could lead to a better job for them, a better life for them, a better life for their kids.
Absolutely.
It's hard to measure how helpful that is to just to teach someone to read or how to do basic math. They could be a cashier, you know.
Well,
it could lead to anything.
It's true. And one thing, Lisa, I say is that, you know, reading and writing skills affect every aspect of your life. And if you struggle with that, if you're a low-level learner and you struggle with just the basics of getting by in life with ordering from a menu or, the day-to-day things. But if you're more advanced, we actually help people that also who are working towards the GED.
Okay, great. Excellent. So if you're interested in helping out, please check out icanread.org, or if you wrote down that phone number, I'm sure it's on their website, or contact Lisa. And if you happen to be someone who needs this assistance, also check out icanread.org.
Absolutely.
And see how they can help you out and improve your reading and writing skills. So until next week, thanks for listening. This is the Volunteer Voice on WNAV 1430, your hometown station.